maybe they could take it to the church. So we got up, and I tell you, we record time, we got ready. The hair, the da-da-dee-da, you know. And listen, Cheryl is amazing, I got to tell you. She made it within 5-10 minutes. It was fantastic. And she said, I said, Cheryl, now you don't have to come. You know, I don't want, you know, because I didn't tell you. And she says, I'm coming. And I said, okay, go girl. And we got in the car. We came here. We just came to enjoy a service this morning because seldom we get to go to church, you know, because we're always ministering or playing concerts somewhere. And we sat there, and Pastor just kind of looked at me, and I could just see the keynotes coming out of his eyes, you know, saying, come on, come on over here. So he invited me up, and little did we realize the Spirit of God had another plan. And I'm telling you, yes. How many of you were not here this morning? Raise your hands. Look at that. Well, now you know. And you're here because that same Spirit of God is here in this place to heal and to save and to give peace of mind. The Lord spoke to me this morning on the way, this evening on the way over here, because we were praying in the Spirit. I said, okay, Lord, give me wisdom. What's the need of the people? And the Lord spoke to me about relationships. Relationships. There's some people here that need to fix some relationships. Someone here that has a daughter that you haven't seen for a long time. And we're going to believe she's going to call home and say, I'm coming, Dad. I'm coming, Mom. Or husband or wife. I'm telling you, that's what's happening this evening, or whatever else the Lord has in store. But I probably should play the piano, don't you think? Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. You may be seated. You may be seated. Okay, thank you so much. You know, when you say make yourself at home to Greek, we have a big fat Greek wedding all the time, you know. But anyway, here we go. What do you think so far? God be the glory. to God be the glory. Come on, give him all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's why we're here, to give the honor and glory. You know, I love playing songs that are so anointed. When Andre Crouch wrote that song, you know that it came straight from heaven. Now, the next few moments, I want to play some of the hymns of the church that I will always play. I'll probably go up in the rapture playing a hymn. And we mustn't forget these hymns, because they were, when they were written, when they were penned, they were written under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I want to play about the power of God right now. All hail the power of Jesus' name. The power of God is in this place. There's power in the name of Jesus. And one of these days, we're going to praise him and exalt him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, there's nothing like those hymns of the church, I'm telling you. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. And you know, we love, you know what's so great about being a pianist? Do you know that I can go to any country and play in any language? Have you thought about that? Some of you will get that later. That's okay. But when I'm in China, I play in Chinese. And when I'm in Russia, I play Russian. And then the person Branson, I play in Bransonese, I guess. I don't know. What do you want to call it? But we love the international traveling, because people around the world love music. And it's one way that kind of gets us into the door, where we could present a performance and then present the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? Well, Israel is one of course, is our favorite place to go. Don't we love Israel? Yeah. Oh, really, right? Oh, we need to continue to pray for Israel. Pray for Israel. Hallelujah. So I want to play for you something that is very dear to my heart. As a matter of fact, I played this in Carnegie Hall not long ago. We did a benefit in New York City for Israel. And I wanted to play music from the Bible. And I recorded a project called The Miracles of the Bible, from creation to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And in there, I've got something I want to play for you right now. It's called The Miracle of Moses and the Red Sea. So I want you to sit here and just listen and pray as you listen for Israel. One of the greatest miracles of the Bible is the miracle of Moses and the Red Sea, when the sea just parted. I'm telling you, you talk of a miraculous miracle, that was one. As he parts our seas and walk through with all the confidence in the world that God is there with us to protect us, to cover us with his strength. Moses and the Red Sea. Moses of the Red Sea. Do you believe God can perform that same miracle for you tonight? There's nothing too little for God to do. If he can separate that sea, that ocean, imagine what he can do for you. And some of you have got quite a deep sea. I know you do. Praise God. Well, you're in the right place tonight to understand what it means to surrender everything to him. Commit everything to him. Everything. everything. Great is thy faithfulness. Come on, you know it. Sing it, please. Great is thy faithfulness. All that I need is. This hymn, and you're singing it so beautifully. As a matter of fact, let's sing it one more time, because God is so faithful, isn't it? And I want you to sing it this time like a choir, sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. Come on, like a mass choir right here by Fort Worth Choir. Hear it like a choir. Here we go. Beautiful. That's the truth. Come on, sing it again, please. One more time, come on, sopranos. Father, we thank you for being so faithful in our lives. When perhaps the closest friend will leave us and will leave us alone and no one to be around us, you are there at all times to comfort us, to give us peace in the midst of our storms. Father, continue to give us that peace throughout this evening, knowing that everything is taken care of as long as you're on the throne, and you are on the throne. You are faithful. Lord, I don't know what we'd do without you. Through the floods, through the fires, through the tornadoes, through whatever comes upon us, you give us peace in the midst of our storms. In that family right now that's going through such confusion and such terrible conflict, Father, I pray you bring peace to that family. Peace. Peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweet. Oh. over my soul. Some of you haven't felt this peace in such a long time, and here's the moment, right? This is just for you. Forget about everything around you. Just sing this peace. I'm going to play the first part. It is well. And then you sing in four-part harmony, the repeat. Okay, you ready? Choir. Everyone now. Come on, John Hall, sing that first verse, please. Sing it from where you are.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Okay, John, take the first part. We're going to back you up. Here we go. It is well.
Is well.
Choir.
With my soul.
Everyone now.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
John, sing the last verse. That's the one I like. Here we go.
And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight and the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. For the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well.
Congregation.
My soul.
Okay, now let's have a big ending. Here we go.
It is well. It is well with my soul.
Hallelujah. Come on, praise God right now. Is it well with your soul? Has he not answered your prayers? Come on, it is well with our soul. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus reigns in our lives. Come on, praise him right now. He gets all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. He's our majesty, our King of kings, and Lord of lords. It is well. Say, it is well. Say it again, it is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
Praise God. Thank you, John. Come on, give Big John Hall another wonderful hand, would you please? Hallelujah. Well, I want to play something for you right now that really preaches from the Word. When I sit and play this, now I'm not here to entertain you. There's nothing wrong with entertainment. I am an entertainer. People call me that, but I'm first a Christian. First a Christian. In the next few moments, what we experienced this morning was miraculous. It was absolutely miraculous. And Jesus in Luke, I read this just a while ago, this is actually my devotions today. It says here, you've got to hear this. Jesus called the 12 disciples together and gave them power. Say power. Supernatural power.
Supernatural.
And do you know that power, the supernatural power, is something that we could live in every day? Do you know when Jesus rose from the dead and that stone was rolled away, what do you think that was? That was supernatural power. And the Word says that we could live in that same power. I mean, now give it a thought. I mean, really think about this. Let it sink into your spirit. The same power when Jesus, that stone, nobody touched that stone. The power of God moved that stone. The resurrection when Jesus rose from the dead, what was that? Supernatural power. And the Word says, right, Pastor? That we can walk in that same supernatural power. That's an awesome thought to know that every day that supernatural power is surrounding us if we'll just focus our sights on him and not be distracted by other stuff. And he gave that power to the disciples. Oh, yes, I want that. And authority. What does that mean? What does that mean, Dr. Vaughn, authority? Yeah. That means you can rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. We've got that authority to speak the words that will rebuke the enemy from our lives. And some of us need to learn to do that. Here I go preaching. I'm not a preacher. I told you that this morning. I'm not a theologian. All I am is just something that I am, whatever that means. I just say what God has laid on my heart, what I've seen in my life and miracles and what I've experienced in miracles in our lives, Cheryl and I. I mean, she can come up here later on and just share with you some of the amazing things in our very own family. When our daughter was stricken with multiple sclerosis, I want Cheryl to talk about that, and you'll see what supernatural power is all about. Jesus called the 12 disciples together. This is in Matthew, in case you want to go and read the whole chapter. Matthew, the tenth chapter. Jesus called the 12 disciples together and gave them
power
and, listen, to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Can I ask you something? Now, do we have that same power? What makes us different from the disciples? We are disciples of God. Whew, this I like a lot. Then he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, after saying to them, take nothing with you for the trip, no walking stick, no beggar's bag, no food, no money, not even an extra shirt. Well, that's what I did. I came, what you're seeing, what I'm wearing right now is what I was going to wear tomorrow at the concert. I had no idea that I should bring an extra shirt, okay? But it'd been better if I just came in jeans and a t-shirt. And then it would be really effective, wouldn't it? Because some of you say, I've never seen Dino in jeans in my life. Okay, but I would have done that. Wherever you are welcome, stay in the same house until you leave that town. Wherever people don't welcome you, leave that town and shake the dust off your feet as a warning to them. Now, this morning when I was here, and Pastor allowed me to, I mean, he just allowed Cheryl and I to just minister, and he just welcomed us into his house. This is the house of God, but this is the shepherd of the house. And he said, Dino, be led. Be led. And if he had not said that, and, you know, and if he had said, no, I want to preach. No, you play your one song and go back there and preach. But he didn't do that. And he allowed it. This is what we need to do. We need to be led of the Spirit at all times. So the disciples left and traveled through all the villages, preaching the good news. And what is the good news? Salvation. And healing people everywhere. And like I said this morning, whatever happened back then is for us today. You can lay hands on people and they can be healed, or God's demonstration can take place. Like when I play the piano, people say, I have my ears opened up. That's God demonstrating his power. And this song I'm going to play for you right now speaks about that. Because it's only in the name of Jesus that we can do this. Not Buddha, no Muhammad, no. It's in the name of
Jesus.
You see, because there is strength in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to play something right now. I haven't played for a long time, but I'm going to play it tonight because God laid it on my heart. Because some of you need to experience this power in your very being. This song says, Lord, help me to remember the music. That's okay. There's power in the name of the Lord. Thank you. power, power in the name of the Lord. Receive that power right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Woo! I'm telling you, folks. Power. Anointing and power. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. 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 Say his name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, he's listening. When you call on his name, he's there. He's there. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope. There's healing in the name of Jesus. And do you know something? Here's another miracle. There's joy in the name of Jesus. Joy. Oh, yes. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I've got a little Greek song I'm going to teach you. It's a happy Greek song. And the name of this song is Se Agapopoli. Say that. Se Agapopoli. Once again. Se Agapopoli. Now, this most beautiful phrase you can say in Greek. It means you, I love very much. Se Agapopoli. Sing that. Se Agapopoli. I love you. Sing that. In you I can see the love. The love of Sagapopoli. He lives in you and me. He lives in you. Sing and dance with joy unto the Lord. Sing that. Sing and dance with joy. And I love that this church allows you to dance in the Spirit. Dance belongs to the Lord anyway. The devil took a hold of it and messed it up. All right, we're going to sing this one more time. But this time we're going to sing it the way the Greeks sing it. See, my dad was born on the island of Crete in Griti, the village called Hania. I was born on the island of Manhattan in a village called the Bronx. And every time we Greeks get together, I'm telling you, we have an oppa time. Oppa. Everyone say oppa. Oppa. So let's do it like the Greeks do it, right? A little bouzouki in the background. Oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of dancing tonight, I can tell you right now. That's a little bouzouki in the background right there, see? Oh, you're going to clap, tap your toe, and then when I tell you to stand up, you'll stand up. Just dance all over the place. Let's have a big, fat Greek celebration. How's that? Everyone say, oppa! I can't hear you, oppa! Here we go now, here we go now. Oppa! stand up now. You cannot sit there and do creepy music. Come on, everyone. Shout out and praise God right now for the joy of the Lord. Opa! Oh, come on, praise Him right now. Cheryl, where are you? Come on, come on up here. Hit that
track.
Okay,
hit that track.
Hit that track, please. Come on, keep it going. Woo!
I am a new creation in Jesus Christ. Now there is no condemnation in my life.
With new faith and strength,
yes,
and power. in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. He is so faithful.
New DNA.
New DNA. A blood transfusion happens. When you ask him to come in, he puts his blood in you. And you can't go around saying, oh, I have lumbago like my papa or my mom. No. God Almighty has no lumbago. Jesus Christ has no sickness or disease. We do not have to claim it or walk in it. We have his blood flowing through our veins.
Hallelujah.
And we will receive it in Jesus' name here tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, Dino, I'm sorry.
Woo.
Amen. Ooh, there's anointing up here.
There's that Boyd McSpadden coming out of your father, Pastor. You may be seated. You know, that song I love because it speaks about a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
and we this church experiences it every week. People change from death unto life. They're new creatures in Christ Jesus. That's what it is.
Amen. It is. Becoming the new creation is going from eternal death into eternal life. Who would not want to become a Christian and why? Because, you know, what's ahead of you, if you're not a Christian, is eternal damnation, death in hell, where you burn forever in the flames of fire and you are wretched and you are eternally pain.
Yes.
You're pained in every area and there are demons. Why would you want to go there?
But
why do people want to become servants of the enemy?
None of us want that.
But when you ask the Lord in and you ask him for that new DNA, oh my goodness, it's going from this life. And when our bodies lay down, our spirit's going to rise right up and say, Lord, what do we do now? What are we going to do now, Lord? Help us. Show us what to do because we have eternal life. And we're going to be with mamas and the papas and the grandmas and the cousins and the aunts that we've known love Jesus and have gone on before us. Oh, it's exciting. I'm so excited.
I can tell,
Dino.
Cheryl.
I am. I'm sorry. I gotta come down just a little bit.
No, stay up there. That's
okay.
Good. I mentioned a while ago, first of all, let me say you're looking at the most beautiful grandma in the world right here, okay?
We're definitely grandparents.
We have two granddaughters, and to this day, one just graduated from college, and the other one just entered college, granddaughters. And to this day, they call me Papa D. Yeah. D for Dino, in case you forgot. And they call Cheryl, this is perfect for anybody that's in the music industry, they call Cheryl Grammy.
Yes, and I always say, those are the two best Grammy Awards anybody's ever received. You forget these earthly Grammy Awards. I love my Grammy Awards. They're from
and
the
I'll
Lord.
And I'll tell you, Garrett McSpadden is Cheryl's brother. Gary McSpadden, who sang in the Bill Gaither's Trio. I'm sure you know about him. And he's pastoring now church in Branson, he and Carol. And they've got five grandchildren. So here, Cheryl and I, Gary and Carol, we live in Branson. And one time, all the grandchildren came to visit us for about a week. Well, it was 2 weeks, right? Uh-huh. And they decided to extend the third week. Uh-huh. Help us, Jesus. And so, let me tell you. So, you know, Gary's written some wonderful gospel songs,
yes,
you know,
yes,
with the Gaither Trio and on his own. And he got so inspired when all those grandchildren went home that day. And he wrote a little poem, this little sweet little poem, mm-hmm, little gem of a poem for all the... How many grandparents do we have here? That's what I thought.
This.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Cheryl, would you quote that little poem? Do you remember it?
I do.
All right,
I do.
Play a little background music while you say it, because
thank
it's very,
you. That's
very,
very nice of you. I've seen the lights of Paris. I've seen the lights of Rome. But the brightest lights I've ever seen are the taillights of the grandkids going home. That's your brother, too.
Oh, that's great.
That's something.
And then we have two daughters, Christina's our youngest daughter, and Cherie's our oldest daughter. And Cherie is married to Steve, wonderful gentleman, and they're the ones that got the grand granddaughters for us. And I just want you to share, you know, kind of in a nutshell, what happened at the... Cheryl and I were traveling. We were on the road because, as you know, we've been everywhere, probably every church in America. You know, we just love to minister. And so this one time we're away, Cherie was attending All Roberts University. It was her first year. And she was sitting in chapel. And while she was in chapel, the left side of her body just went paralyzed.
You want to let me tell this?
Would you take it from here?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Because...
Was it true so far?
Pretty close.
Okay.
She was sitting next to her roommate, and she looked over at Rhoda, and she said, "I'm not feeling too well, Rhoda. I think I'm going to slip out." And she got up, and as she started down the center aisle, Rhoda looked back after her, and she saw that she was dragging this leg, trying to get up to the back. And she had gone paralyzed, as Dino was saying, on her left side. And so Rhoda got up and went after her and found her collapsed in the ladies' room. And they rushed her to, at that time, City of Faith Hospital. And they diagnosed her with multiple sclerosis. And they called us and said, "You must come quickly. We want you to be with her. She's alone. And this is ringing, sir." And so what happened is that Dino put me on a plane. And, of course, I'm a mom. I'm the mother of this young girl that's the first semester of college with great aspirations and so much ahead of her, so excited about everything, loved the Lord with all her heart, and just couldn't wait to become a physician, a doctor of some sort. We weren't sure what at that point. And so she was a straight-A student. And so I got off that plane. Someone met me and took me right to the hospital. And I went right into her room. And I had sort of stressed over this, trying to keep my faith high. But I didn't know why the Lord was allowing this in her life. And so I sort of charged into her room. And I said, "Oh, honey, baby, how are you?" She looked at me with the faith of the most strengthened senior faith member you could find, someone who knew what they were saying and had satisfied and settled it in her heart. And she said, "Mom, God did not do this to me. But let me tell you, Mom," and her mouth was drawn down, and she was telling me, while her mouth was drawn down on this side, she said, "But let me tell you, Mom, God's going to get glory from it." And I'm telling you, my faith went right up into the clouds. It soared with the eagles. And I was so excited because I knew it was settled in her heart. She was not having this. The devil was not taking over. And when we can't stand on our own, sometimes we need others to just stand with us, two or three agreeing, and then the Lord's in the midst, and we'll hear from heaven, he said. So we began to pray, and so many prayed, maybe some of you, I don't know, but as we prayed, she would say, "Mom, I'm getting better. The Lord is healing me. Things are working. I can tell the Lord is working on me." And as she confessed her faith over and over and over, I didn't see that happening. But, you know, we can't go by what we see. We need to go by what we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Word of God says,
amen,
by His stripes we are healed. We were healed. When he was on that cross, before he went there, when the lashes were put upon his back, and they took that cat of nine tails and they tore his flesh, and the blood poured out, we know that then he took that pain and suffering for us. And so we believed. And I want to tell you right now tonight, she's the mom of our two grandchildren. She's healed and whole. She has no sign of multiple sclerosis in her body. The Lord is faithful, and our faith works. The word
works.
Oh,
but the enemy tried to come back.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he'll do that, you know. Mm-hmm. He tried to come back. And Cherie would always say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm whole. Healed. I'm whole.
And I'm not taking that anymore.
Because it's a lie. The enemy
so,
lies.
Can I just tell the one more thing that happened that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Yes.
Cherie's a teacher, and she taught in second grade. She taught second grade for 8 years. And then she taught 11th grade and was the school counselor. And that year, that was something else to go through because she was trying to bear the burdens of the children, the families, and she had a stroke. And just so happened that Dad knew that something was up because he told me, he always says, honey, would you like to go to the kids? But this day, he said, get ready. We're going to Cherie's tonight.
A day ahead.
And it was a day ahead of when we were supposed to go, but he said, and I thought, okay, that was different. But I prepared and we went. And when we got there, we had a great time that night. Next morning, she got up and dressed herself, got ready for school to go teach and took the dog out. And when she came back in, Alexandra, her daughter, was coming down the hallway and she saw her mom and she said, Mom, are you okay? She said, I'm not feeling too well right now. I'm just going to sit here on the bed. And she went and sat down on the bed. And when Alexandra looked at her, she said, Mom, I think you better lay back. And she said, I'll be right back. And she came to our bed and she shook us and she said, get up. Something's wrong with Mommy. She said, come see. And she couldn't drive. And Cherie, of course, couldn't drive. And they were alone. Her husband had gone on one of his business trips. So there was no one to take her to the hospital. Well, it's imperative that you get there quickly, I understand, if it's a stroke. So we got up. I told Dino, I said, I'm going to go look and see what's going on, you know. And I put her feet up on the bed. And when she said, let me get up, Mom, this thing had started, this pulling down. And I knew that something was wrong. Well, immediately in my mind, MS came, and I thought, she's healed of MS. She's healed of MS. And so we got her to, Dad came in and rushed her to the hospital. And they put her in and they said, we're going to run tests for MS. We're going to run all the tests. They began to run the tests.
They thought it was MS.
Yes. And so the doctor would come back and he'd say, that's normal. It's all good. That's normal. So, and he'd come back and send her for a brain scan, send her for all kind of scans and all the things that they do, the strength tests and all. And came back each time and said, it's negative. I mean, you don't have MS. And so then this time he came in and he said, Cherie, Mrs. Bonar, you've had a stroke. And she went, and then she just settled back down. And she looked at the doctor and she said, okay, what do I do? What do I need to do? Well, I said, first thing, let's pray. Dad said, let's pray. And we began to pray. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know, in the next 3 days, while she was still in the hospital, I stayed with her. Of course, Dad had to go do things. And as I stayed there, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, she sat up in the bed mm-hmm. and she said, Mom, Mom. I said, yes, are you okay? She said, look, Mom. It was this side, this paralyzed arm. She said, look, Mom, what God has already done. And she began to move those fingers. And before, in 3 days, she was walking. When she got home from the hospital in 3 days' time, she went herself alone up her stairs. God is faithful, you guys. He's faithful. He doesn't let us down. We just have to grab hold of faith and stand.
And that's the truth. And what he did for Cherie, our daughter, he can do for you.
That's right.
Right?
That's
do you
right.
believe that
Absolutely
with all your heart?
Right.
And you know that song that says, he can do it again? That's one of my favorite songs. because it's so positive. And Cheryl, can we do that?
Yes, I'd love to.
Would you do that? And I'm going to play a song after that. But this song, this is a faith builder song, okay? All right, so hit the track. Let's go for it. Just like that.
Amen. Oh, rejoice with me here. You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten. I need vocal in here. That you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems there's no way out. You're going under. But God's proven time and time again, He'll take care of you. God of the sun, the sky, the sea, He's your Father.
Oh, yes, He is.
He'll find a way. He'll make that way.
Yes, He will.
He'll fix it for you.
Yes, He is.
Yes.
again.
And again.
And again.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yes.
For Janet, hallelujah, he'll do it again. God's going to do it. Hallelujah.
And right now.
Hallelujah.
He can do it right now, right?
Right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He'll never let you down.
Amen. He'll
God's going to do it for you today, tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you lost your joy, God's going to give you joy back tonight.
Amen. Amen.
If you got a broken heart,
right.
God's going to give you a healed, mended heart tonight.
Yes, he will.
And if there's division in your home,
yes.
Go for it now.
God's going to give you peace.
Oh, he's going to mend it.
Peace.
Come on.
In the midst of the storm.
Yes, he will.
God is in this house.
Yes, he is.
The heal is in the house.
Healer's in the house.
He will heal your spirit, body, and soul.
Yes,
he wants the whole man healed tonight. God is in the house.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Power. Jesus, he'll fix it for you tonight. He cares for you tonight.
We're gonna do this again, my love.
We're gonna do it again.
A little bit more.
Hallelujah! Let's do it again. Let's do it.
You may be down. Sing it.
Uh-huh.
And feel like God has somehow forgotten.
He anybody
hasn't.
Like that here?
That you are faced.
That you're faced.
With circumstances that you can't get through.
Right now, it seems
that's right.
Ain't
come
no
on.
Way out.
You're going
and you're
under.
Going under.
No.
Anybody like that?
But God.
God's proven now.
Time and time again.
Now and time again. He'll take care
of you.
You.
Hallelujah.
And he'll do it. Hallelujah.
Just take
one look.
Where you are now. And where you've been. Oh, has a healer always
come through.
For you. He's the same. Now
God
and then.
Woo, yes, he is, y'all.
Now you may
he
not
may know. Know.
But he'll do it.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
He's God.
That's it.
And you know what? Listen. He's fighting for you.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes.
You may not know how you're going to come out of this thing, but God's in control.
Yes, he is.
Listen. I said, he's the God. And he's fighting for you.
Amen.
And
he's gonna take care of you. He's gonna
you,
take care
you,
of you.
You. Our God will do it again.
And he'll do it for you.
I know he will.
Oh,
praise him right now. He's doing
Hallelujah.
It right now. He's
Hallelujah.
Doing it right now.
Mighty God.
In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Woo.
Oh, it's completed.
All things are possible.
It's completed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a mighty God. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you.
Glory to God.
But what do you think?
It's not just a it's not just revival in the house. It's a revolution.
Revolution.
Hallelujah. God is changing. God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah.
You know what he said to me this morning? What's your name?
Hallelujah.
What's your name?
Who are you?
Oh. What's your name? God knows, but I don't.
Hallelujah.
What's your name, darling?
Hallelujah, I'm trying to get it out.
She forgot her name.
I'm trying to get it out.
What's her name?
Ask my husband's name. I mean, ask my husband.
Wilda? Let me tell you something, Wilda.
That's my name, ma'am.
This morning, when the Lord had the women come down here, mm-hmm. he told me that he was building an army. And that we don't know how or when, but he's going to use us. And it doesn't matter what your life has been. What matters is that you draw that line and you take that step over. And we're going over. We're going over. We will not stay behind. We're stepping over that line and we're going to get the flesh out of the way. Flesh, you die. Flesh, die.
Hallelujah.
But spirit... Live unto the Lord. And when our spirit's alive, when our spirit is alive, women, men, then no matter where we go, we're going to take a step. And somebody is going to have a miracle. We're going to take another step. And somebody's going to fall over under the power of God because we're near, because our spirit is alive. We only live partially now. But boy, when we give ourselves wholly, completely to God, we are going to see the transformation in this world. And it will begin right here,
right
in
here.
This body. Right in this body. You're faithful.
Oh, yeah.
You love the Lord God with all your heart. You need to be on your knees.
There's a pastor everything. In this church.
Amen.
That is absolutely dedicated to the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For over 50 years, he's been here. And God has been such, he's watched this pastor, and he's seen the sincerity of his heart, and he knows that souls are being won as a result of this ministry. And that means more to Jesus than anything.
That's right.
That's why he died on the cross. That's what it's all about.
Eternal.
And I said it this morning, and I'm going to say it tonight. That's the greatest of miracles, the miracle of salvation.
Amen.
And don't forget that.
Win
don't forget
souls.
That.
The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise.
That's right.
And we pray for wisdom all the time. But how do we get that wisdom? Get in the Word, know the Word, and step out and win souls.
Praise God. We love you.
Thank you, Pastor, for the love.
Love you guys so
souls.
Much.
Thank you, darling. So
give
much.
This lady a wonderful applause. She was awesome. Now, how did I know she sang tonight? I had no idea. But the Lord just led me to this area, and I said, okay, where is that lady that sings this song?
Amen.
Boy, and she was a doozy, that's for sure. The women have taken over. That's all I can say. And
no,
that's okay.
We yield.
That's right.
We yield to our husbands.
You may be seated. And you know, this is amazing. I am so glad I showed up. I am so glad I'm here tonight. Thank you, Dr. Vaughn and Jerry, for inviting us to come to this church. They said, this is a great church. It's a wonderful place to be. And that's a fact. And all this happened. It was the plans of God. I mean, our plans don't even matter anymore. But he set the whole thing up for this evening. So I'll tell you what, I believe miracles have taken place already. I don't think hands need to be laid on anybody tonight. I really feel right where you're sitting, right where you're standing, that the power of God has come upon you, and you've received your miracle. And I want you to leave this place saying, I received my miracle in the name of Jesus. I receive it right now. I'm leaving this place, this sanctuary. But you go out there, that's a sanctuary too. And that's where you need to continue to call on the name of Jesus. And he will supply your every needs. He is faithful. He is faithful. What do you want to do now? I've got to play a concert tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. And it's going to be in Lancaster. Don't come because it's sold out. And so that's why we came to this area. But God had another purpose, too, besides that. And we're believing that we're going to have a wonderful time tomorrow. We'll be there with, we're going to be there with Debbie Boone. She'll be there singing, and I'll be performing. And there's a gospel, Southern Gospel group that's going to be there. And it's going to be a wonderful time. And you know, we came, we drove here from Branson. It was a wonderful drive. You got to try it sometime. Come and see us in Branson. And come to our carrot cake company. Did you know that I like to bake? Have you heard about that? Amen. Are you a Greek that doesn't like to bake? Come on. One day I go in the kitchen. My father was a baker. He was a cook in New York City, Manhattan. He came from Greece, settled in New York City, and he got opened a little restaurant, and I was around that. I waited on people, and I watched him cook. So I enjoy cooking myself. So one day I said to Cheryl in Branson, I said, I'm going to make a carrot cake, just like that. She said, okay, do it, great. And it's like a therapy for me to be able to cook and just relax, you know, and get my mind off some stuff, you know, productions and what have you. So I got a little basic recipe, and I kind of followed it, but I tweaked it here. I put a little opa here, a little opa there, you know, and just made it my own way. And it turned out really, Pastor, what?
Excellent,
he said. I brought him a slice of that cake. And so we started a company called 24 Carrot Cake Company. You get on the website. It's 2424 carrot, K-A-R-R-O-T .com. Get on there and check and see what you like. See, we have all kinds of different cakes. And God has used that cake. It's been amazing. So I said, well, let's bring one to Dr. Vaughn. And we brought this big 10-inch cake and brought a couple slices. We brought one for Charlie. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't.
Oh, you're going to for sure. Yeah. So on the way here, of course, we brought our CDs because tomorrow we're going to sell a lot. I know a lot of people are going to be sold out. And they love music, they're buying our CDs. And I said to the pastor, or to Charlie, I said, do you think the folks tonight would like...